Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
It's all at the altar. He will meet your need. Ooh,
yeah! Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by the site today. For those that would like to call in, the call-in number is area code 646-716-4389. And we are have prayer before we start. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray for the loss of this world, this day, that every man, woman, and child, from here to the farthest corner of the earth, be saved. We intercede. We use our faith, believing that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus their Lord. We ask the Lord of the harvest to thresh the perfect labors across these lives this day, to share the good news of the gospel in a special way, so that they will listen and understand it, that they will touch their hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. I'd like to say good morning again to each and every caller that have called in thus far. And I want to thank area code 678 for calling in. And I hope it's something that we say or that will be added to what we're saying today. We're talking about the redemption of man. And we're going to be coming from various scriptures today, but starting our scriptures off is from the beginning in Genesis 1:1-25. And we're talking about the home is made for man. Without man, the whole of creation is worthless. Resources unused, beauty unseen, gold worthy, no more than dirt. My. As I was going through the different scriptures on the redemption of man, I just started by, let me write some of these things down and bring to my show, to my bills. I went to Genesis, the 3rd chapter, 17-19 verse. And we're talking about man's sin brought the judgment of having to toil and have great hardship and making a livelihood. The same words which describe the pain of woman in childbirth is used to describe man's pain and laboring for a living. You know, the life of man would be one of hard work caused by thorn and thistles. Indicated that even the plant of earth was adversely affected by man's sin. After a hard life, man would die and return to the dust from which he was formed. Now, as I read that, I went on a little bit further, and I said, okay, the sin that plunged mankind into sin was not murder or some other gross sin, but a simple act of eating the fruit of the forbidden tree. You know, the sin was disobedience. It shows that man was not capable of determining what was good and evil, and that man must trust God in the matter, in everything. The tree was placed there to define good and evil. Of all the earth, there was only one source of temptation. That was that tree. You know, Adam and Eve in reality already knew what was right and what was wrong. The same way for us today. God has given us the word of God. He has instructed us through the word of God, right from wrong, good and evil. You know, it was wrong to eat the fruit of that one tree when they had so many other fruits to eat. That had to exercise trust in God. God said it was forbidden, and thus they had to accept that it was. So why did they not believe what God had said? That's the same way with us today. God give us a command. He give us a charge. But we want to go against the grain of what God has said. God is our creator. And thus having the right to establish laws that his creation live in an orderly manner. God's laws are both spiritually and material. The material law of gravity is absolute. If you disobey the law of gravity by jumping off a high cliff, you will be injured or killed. The law of gravity is vital for orders on the physical earth. The law of gravity is not evil, but good. Further, it's not evil because it violated, it can bring harm into the violator. The responsibility rests with the individual to obey and observe the law of gravity through benefits from it. You know, as I read that a little bit more, I went on down a little bit further and picked up the note that God had given a man a will. There was a need of a prohibit on man's will. Man was not God and did not have the knowledge of God. Thus was and is a creature needing guidance and help. Man was not a robot programmed to be a performer. Man was made a free being, able and expected to use his God-given abilities to choose to correctly obey God. We're talking about redemption of man. And when I went over to Genesis, the first chapter and the 26th verse, here it is, to my God makes a man in his own image. You know, when you read that, I'm going to turn right over to that real quick in case you don't have your Bibles with you, and read what it says from the Word of God. Only the Word that we would read from that will give you what it says. Just bear along with me. Turn right to it. And the Word of God said in verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Here God had given man dominion over everything. Man had all that dominion, all that power, that authority God had given to man. So when I go to verse 27, it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. That's when he said he made male and female, created he them. And when I went down to verse 28, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have, here's this word again, dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, and over every living thing that moved upon the earth. Now, why couldn't you serve God and be obedient? He didn't give you dominion. He gave a man everything that he needed. You know, in order to fellowship with God, a man had to be created in God's image. My. He had to partake of God's life. Man had to be in God's class. God gave Adam dominion. Ooh, and now you just think about it. God gave him dominion. gave him power and authority over everything. The word of God says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 27, how much dominion he had. He had authority and power. When you read that and you think about what God has given you, are you using the talents? Are you using the gifts? Are you doing what God has given you to be dominion over? But here, this was the first man he created. He gave him dominion over everything. The fish of the sea, every living being. My. I'm going to go right quick over to Psalms chapter 8. And I'm going to pick up another verse there and read to you what it says. We're going from the Bible, so turn your Bible to Psalms 8. And I'm going to read verse 6. And the word of God says, thou made him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet. That word came up again. Dominion over the works of thine hand. My. And you know, as I read a little bit further, I came down to the fall of man. How he fell. You know, God's children did not act on God's word. That's what they're doing today. They're not acting for what God have told you to do. Satan became the god of this world legally. You had doors open, everything. You let the enemy just wash right on in. God told you what to do. Rather than to get up and do what God said do, you took your sweet little time or whatever, instead of obeying what God has said. You know, God is so good. And when I was reading that on the fall of man, and I say, my. You know, the background, I'm going to give you a little background for the fall. You know, I go back to Genesis 2 and 17. God told Adam before Eve was created that he was not to eat of the knowledge of good and evil. God warned that in the day he did eat fruit of that tree, man would surely die. Here he's talking about, I'm giving you some background for the fall of man. Adam was without sin, but God had given him a will which gave Adam the potential to sin. You know, at first Adam exercised his will toward God and had fellowship with him. When you think about how long a period of time between Adam and Eve's creation elapsed, the Bible doesn't tell us. The only clue we have is that they did not have children before the fall, which seemed to indicate a short period or probably a few weeks. But however, this could be speculated. Eve was tempted by Satan, who took the form of a serpent. The serpent is described as being more subtle or clever than any animal of the field. My. This probably is why Satan chose to take the form of a snake. Eve seemed not to think it unusual that the serpent could speak to her, just like now. Y'all, if people right now don't feel like the enemy can speak to them when they're not doing what God said. You know, Adam and Eve could communicate with animals, but again, that is pure speculation. You know, as I read on a little further, Satan is a creative being, an angel called a cherubim. And you'll find that in Ezekiel 28, 12 through 17. The Bible gives us information concerning Satan. Through the passage state that is referring to the king of Tyre. I had to go through this here to help you understand about the redemption of man, how man fell, and how Satan played a part in man falling from the dominion God had gave to him. My. Ooh, man, I mean, this was just so profound. As I was reading this and going through this, any of my callers, if you would like to come on, just press 1 on your keypad. If you would like to say anything, and if you just want to listen, I understand. But I would love to have you to come on. I give God praise this morning for the ones that's on the line. Praise God. Thank you so much for coming. And as I went on, I was reading about when Satan fell. You know, the question always arises to when Satan fell in heaven, when it took place. And you'll find that in Genesis 2:1. And you can read it at your leisure. God pronounced that the heaven and the earth and all the hosts of them was very good. Now here we come down a little bit further by the fall of Satan took place between the completion of the creation or between Genesis, the 2nd chapter, the 25th verse, and Genesis, the 3rd chapter, and the 1st verse. You know, whether we accept that the term host of heaven include the angels and Satan, it is clear that Satan fall took place before Genesis 3. And that is all we can be sure of at this present time. But as I went on, I have to bring Eve in. I'm still talking about the redemption of man. Here Eve was responding to the things Satan was questioning her about, stating that she and Adam could eat of all the trees of the garden except the one tree, called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Well, you see, God had already given Adam dominion over everything. He had already told him before woman came on the scene. Man already knew what God had told him. And it should be noted that the father stated that they could not eat or touch it, lest they die. Now, if God had told you something now, and he told you don't go somewhere, don't touch this here, believe what God say. Don't go around trying to believe every wind and doctrine. Believe what this word he left behind is telling us. You know, in addition to what God has said, seemed to indicate that Eve resented the fact of God prohibit not to eat of that particular tree. On the other hand, it could mean that she was indicating her understanding that God did not want them to have anything to do with this tree, which was true. God said not to eat the fruit. She concluded she shouldn't have even touched it. And that's the way we are today. God has given us a commission, a command to do. He has sent us somewhere to take care of mission. But before we go, if we go, we're going to complain, we're going to bellyache, we're going to call everybody, we're going to try to find what reason we don't need to do it, why we don't need to study, why we don't need to read, why we don't want to do what God said do. But here, he had been given dominion to Adam. Just think how much power and authority Adam had. I keep going back to that dominion over everything. Power over everything. Authority over everything. Ooh, just like if some of y'all had dominion and power and authority right now in the wrong hands, y'all would be dangerous. Y'all really would. As I read on, I said, trusting is the promise of God that one would come or could would restore fellowship with God and destroy the work of Satan. Adam named his wife Eve. The name means life. She was to be the mother of the human race. You know, this statement absolutely fought any concept of a thesis of evolution. Eve was the mother of all men on earth. God did not evolve men from lower creature. You know, some people try to say that, but that is not what God did. You know, although Adam and Eve must have been greatly repentant of their deed, which had brought it sin into the world, God in his mercy made provision for them, made them coats of animal skin for them to wear. Earlier they had made themselves fig leaves to hide thy nakedness. Now how did they know they was naked? Because they had touched that tree where God told them not to fool with. However, their effort was lacking. You know, the word covering also means atonement. You know, most see this act of God as being more than just providing clothing, but as an act of God's grace in providing atonement from sin as well. They responded in their heart to God and trusted him. God, in turn, accepted their faith and saved them. My. You know, there was shedding of blood as a picture of the coming of Christ, and his shedding his blood to atone for the sin of all mankind. You know, animals was killed at that time, and their skins used for a covering for man. But you know, the Garden of Eden continued on for some time after the fall, maybe even until the great flood. However, God drove Adam and Eve from this special place prepared for them and sent them into a harsh world to hack out a living by the sweat of their brow. Now, if you have been given power, authority, dominion over something, why would you give that up for something that would take you from out of the realms of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ, from out of his will? My. No longer have we been able to take up the fruit of the tree of life that grew in the garden. The result of sin was death. God had warned them it would be so. Now, cut off from the source of everlasting life, they face sure certainty, future death. And as I went along a little bit further, the incarnation and superstitious, you know, the greatest love act the world has ever known. We can turn over to Matthew, the 12th chapter. I'm going to turn on over to that. My. Redemption of man. Woo-wee. Let me get to the 12th chapter of Matthew and the 40th verse. And it says, for as Jonah was 3 days there, 3 nights in the whale belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And then another backup scripture, I went over to Acts, the 2nd chapter, and the 24th verse. And the word of God say, whom God has raised up, having tossed the pain of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. Then I jump right over to chapter 27 and verse 31 of that same chapter. Let me turn over to it. And the 31st verse is saying, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldier, except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. My. Then I went over to Ephesians. Let me turn to Ephesians right quick. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, the 8th through the 9th verse say, therefore he said, when he ascended on high, he led captive and gave gift to men. Now this, he ascended. What does it mean? That he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. My. Then we come back down. I was giving you some little nuggets to help you along. I'm back down to the redemption of man. God's purchase of his family. God placed man on a higher level than he was before. Man is not able to do a joint heirs with Christ. And let's turn over to Romans, the 8th chapter. I'm going to turn on over to that right quick. And we're going to look at verse 16 and 17. And the word of God says, the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit. That we got that word again. We got that spirit. That we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we also may be glorified together. My. Thank you, Jesus. Area code 770, if you'd like to come in, hit 1 on your keypad, and I'll bring you right on in. Praise God, praise God.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. You're on.
Yes, ma'am. This is Prophet Andrew Sims, General Overseer of Yahweh School of the Prophets. This is a very wonderful message and lesson today.
Yes, sir.
And as I was listening to what you were saying, and how you were saying about the dominion that was given to us, that we relinquished to the devil. We had all of this power, we had all this authority, but we gave it up for something far lesser than what it was that God had to offer us. Now, one of the things that's is in the mindset of what it is with me right now, Overseer Elliot, is this.
Yes, sir.
How do you, and I'm asking the audience this. We know how we lost the authority and the power we've got, but how is it that we retrieve it, or how do we get it back? I know that Jesus paid the price for us to get it back, but it appears to me that we don't have that gift that he has given us. So if he's paid the price for us to get this redemption back with this dominion and authority and power, then how do we get it back? Because I don't see it. Somebody got to help me with it, and I'm asking for information on this.
Yes, sir. I'm so glad you asked that, because as I was reading the scriptures myself, I said, okay, God, you gave man the dominion. You didn't give us. How do we obtain this here? How do we keep it? And I don't know if I have someone in the audience that would like to address that. General Overseer Prophet Andrew Sims of Yahweh School of the Prophet, because you're seeking the answer yourself. Am I correct?
That's correct. I'm confused. I just don't understand why come
I can't seem to find a way to understand it, and I need some help.
Yes, sir. And I, that's what, you know, as I was reading, I was saying the same thing. Maybe when I come on the radio today with this broadcast, somebody would hear and come on and be able to help me and you both where we could understand this better. And as I went on to Romans 8 and 29, it was saying, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." My. Today we are talking about redemption of man. And if anyone would like to call in and share their views on this station, Joy and Peace Outreach, the number again is 646-716-4389. And area code 918. If you would like to say something, just hit 1 on your keypad. And we really, really like to hear from you. It may be something you can contribute to the show today. We would really appreciate it. And I went over to Galatians 4 and 7. And let's read what it says. Let's put all my little pages together. Stay along with me a few minutes. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. God is so good. All right. Galatians 4 and 7. Let's go to the top of the Bible. And that'll tell us a little bit more. We can see what it's saying. Okay, Galatians 4 and 7 said, "Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then heirs of God through Christ." I'm going to go down to 8. "Howbeit then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no God. But now after that ye have known God, or rather unknowing of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggars, elements whereunto you desire again to be in bondage?" Why do you want to go back in bondage and God have brought you out? We still on that dominion, authority, and power that God gave man. And he gave it up to the enemy, the tempter, the deceiver, the devil, Satan himself. My. Ooh-wee. Well. And as I went on a little bit further, I went to Philippians 2:8-15. And the word of God says, in Philippians 2:8-15, say, "And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth. Verse 11 says, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Verse 12 says, therefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Verse 14 says, do all things without complaining and disputing, that ye may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and a perverse generation, among whom you shine as light in the world. We are talking today on redemption of man. And coming to the end of this here topic, man's death was spiritual as well as physical. When he sinned, he died spiritually, being cut off from the source of life. Who is God? In time, sin works its way, and all men eventually die. You'll find that Romans 6 and 23 says, the wages of sin is death. Man is given time. Time to live, express, and experience life. Also to see God and be saved. And as we close, I went to chapter 3, talking about the record of the fall of man. And as I went through it, the picture looked bleak. But we have a promise of God in Genesis 3 and 15. Man has forsaken God, but God has not forsaken man. Let me say that again. Man has forsaken God, but God has not forsaken man. The Savior was promised, and he would come, and all that would be faith accepted God's provision for atonement would not be taken in the second death. Woo, that being eternal, separated from God in hell's fire. The message is one of man's failure and God's demonstration mercy to save the sinner gone astray. Today we have talked about the redemption of man from Genesis all the way through, how he had dominion, authority, and power that God had given to him. My. I thank God for this lesson today. I am still searching on the question that was asked earlier. And someone can email me through Blog Talk, Joy and Peace, Outreach, on the question that was asked earlier. And you can go to the archive and pick up everything that we have said thus far today, talking about the redemption of man, how man fell with one man, sin, how it came into the camp, the judgment of God for the woman, the judgment of God for the man. We talked about all that today. And how Adam named the woman that God gave him. How Satan came in, the serpent, and tempted Eve. I hope you was able to get something from this today. And maybe something more that you got that you can share with me. Because we all are learning. We all are searching the scriptures to understand it more and more. And God give us the revelation of it. So I want to thank everybody today for coming to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry today. And I'm going to ask caller 770, would you like to say anything else, caller, today?
Yes, ma'am. I'd just like to thank you. I'm delighted to be on the program, to be able to hear the words of inspiration and guidance and understanding. It's truly an honor and a privilege. I just want to encourage you to continue on. May the Lord bless you.
Well, thank you so much, Prophet Andrew Sim from Chattanooga, Tennessee. And we have area code 918. Would you like to say something, 918? Or would you like to do the closing prayer for us? Hit one on your keypad, and we'll bring you in. Well, we thank God today because he met us right here on this line today. We give him praise. We give him glory. We thank God for everything that our ears have heard today. For what we have read from the word of God, not from the lips of clay of overseer Sadie Elliott, but from the word of God. That's why I gave you scriptures. That way you can read them yourself in your spare time, in your quiet time, your prayer time with the Lord. We thank you today for coming on. We ask you to come back next week for another exciting topic from the word of God. If you have any comments, anything you would like to add, just go to blogtalkradio.com under Joy and Peace. Or if you online now or the phone, you can just click on and go to that and put it in the chat room or put it under comments. And I can read it and respond to you. I thank you so much for coming in today, sharing with me with Joy and Peace Outreach on the redemption of man. So until next week, at the same time, same station, we'll be glad to hear from you. Come with your paper and pencils and your Bibles next week, because if I'm not mistaken, we're going to be on an hour next week. So we want everybody to participate next week. In the blessed name of Jesus, I say bye-bye. Have a wonderful holiday, a blessed resurrection day. Because it's not about Easter Bunny and eggs. It's about Jesus that was resurrected for us. He died for our sins that we may have the right to the tree of life. So until next week, y'all have a blessed and a prosperous holiday. Bye-bye.